This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Every morning, hundreds of thousands of people crowd Austin roads to get to work. Some of you listening are probably stuck in traffic right now, and you probably thought, there's got to be a better way. Recently, KUT's Mose Bushell met one man who did something about it, so Mose joined him on what might be the weirdest commute in Austin.
Jason Dubinsky lives on the north side of Lake Austin.
As the crow flies, where I work is actually really close.
There's just one problem. Work is across the water in Westlake. And with traffic, his car commute was 2 hours every day. It really got to him.
A long time I was thinking about how I could overcome that, considered swimming, but the lake kind of smells.
So, 6 months ago, he bought this. An inflatable kayak.
You must have this kind of down to a science now.
Yeah, it took me a while the first few times, but started getting a little bit quicker at it.
2 days a week, he heads off to work from Woodland Park on the North Shore at 7:30 in the morning, when there's hardly anyone around.
There's a certain amount of peacefulness in the morning when the water is just still, like glass, and you can hear the birds.
He rows to the other side in about 10 minutes, deflates the kayak, and stuffs it in his backpack.
That's really the best part, is on the water. Now it's going to be the tough part. We've got about 3 mile hike uphill.
You're killing me here, man.
There are no sidewalks, so we stick to the shoulders of the roads, passing well-tended lawns, the occasional dog, a few people who wave or stare quizzically, maybe thinking, who's this guy going by in a wide-brimmed hat, backpack, and knee-high black compression socks?
It's funny, too, because I've never really been a very popular person. You know, I'll post something on Facebook and maybe I'll get 9 or 10 likes. But whenever I post about my commute, it like really spikes, 40, 50 people. And I think there's like something universal about our hatred of traffic.
Since he started, Dubinsky says he's gotten in better shape and become more relaxed. Sometimes he puts on headphones, listens to Bob Dylan or Neil Young while he hikes.
Are there any Dylan songs or Neil Young songs that if we were going to use for the story that would resonate the most?
Maybe Heart of Gold? Because it's about searching, and I think ultimately that's what this commute is for me, searching for find peace.
Now, before you go out and buy your own kayak, there are a few things to consider. For one, Jason has a job that lets him wash and change clothes when he gets there. Also, he hasn't tried this in the summer yet.
Summer's going to be tricky.
Maybe I'll call you in a couple months and find out how it's going.
That's fair.
We keep walking and walking, up, up, up. The houses get fancier with elevation. A guy named John Smiley calls out, asking what we're doing.
Training for a trip or something? Or?
It's just how I get to work.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen him go by before?
Yeah. Seen him walking around, yeah.
Have you looked at him and wondered what's going on?
Yeah, we wondered. We thought he was maybe training to do the Appalachian Trail or something. But.
And we keep walking.
All right, we've been walking for, it feels like maybe at least 40 minutes now, and I've got to say this is no joke. This is a true workout. I've sweat through my t-shirt, and Jason's doing this with a backpack on.
Eventually, the sound of fast-moving cars becomes audible. We're nearing the road that Dubinsky would be taking if he were driving.
And so at the very end, we hit the traffic that you've been avoiding this whole time.
Yeah.
We race across the street and into the parking lot. It's an hour and a half after we started.
You can finally start your day.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like, wow, I just did all that, and now I go to work?
I always find I have a pep in my step these days when I'm doing the kite commute.
He says some of his coworkers think he's crazy for getting to work this way. But for him, it's no crazier than sitting in a car for 2 hours a day. Mose Bushell, KUT News.